VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday about the missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. However, after the meeting, there was no information released on the fate of Khashoggi. While Pompeo was there, President Trump said on Twitter that he talked with the Crown Prince, who is the country's de facto leader, and he, quote, totally denied any knowledge of what took place in their Turkish consulate. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging Saudi Arabia and Turkey to reveal everything they know about the case. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
Bachelet is urging both Saudi Arabia and Turkey to conduct a prompt, thorough, and transparent investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance. Bachelet says she wants the diplomatic immunity that was bestowed by the 1963 Vienna Convention to be waived for all Saudi officials. The commissioner's spokesman, Rupert Colville, tells VOA that Bachelet wants to make sure a full, unimpeded forensic investigation can go forward.
It's been reported that Khashoggi may have been killed after a team of 15 men arrived at the consulate in October and later left. Khashoggi was never seen again. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying it's preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills, teaching them Mandarin, and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday, the latest action in a broad campaign to defend the internment by China. This is VOA News. Negotiators from North